From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. NATO says two of its non-combat coalition soldiers were killed today in southern Afghanistan when a pair of individuals wearing local forces uniforms opened fire at a military compound. A statement from the International Resolute Support Mission in Kabul said its members returned fire, killing the attackers. The statement said Afghan and coalition officials have launched an investigation but gave no other details and did not reveal the nationalities of the dead. The NATO-led non-combat mission consists of around 13,000 soldiers and has been training Afghan national forces since January 2015. Also today, the Associated Press cites Romania's defense ministry as saying two of its soldiers were killed and a third injured near Kandahar. A 72-hour ceasefire extension is in effect in Aleppo, providing some breathing space for residents of that battleground city. Syria's displaced families returned home, schools reopened, and vendors resumed some activities as the truce went into effect today. The city has seen days of heavy fighting that killed nearly 300 civilians, including 57 children, according to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Authorities in Turkey have detained two more people in connection with Friday's attack on a leading journalist hours before he was sentenced to more than 5 years in prison. According to Turkish media, friends of the gunman who fired at Can Dündar, who was editor-in-chief of an opposition newspaper, were detained for questioning today. Dündar was unharmed, but later sentenced to 5 years and 10 months. The paper's Ankara bureau chief, Erdem Gül, sentenced to 5 years. Both were found guilty of revealing state secrets, but were acquitted of several other charges, including of trying to topple the government. The case stems from the pair's reporting on allegations of government arms smuggling into war-torn Syria. This is VOA News.